From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama tells a summit on nuclear security that materials usable in the making of nuclear bombs must be secured.
The risk of a nuclear confrontation between nations has gone down, but the risk of nuclear attack has gone up. Nuclear materials that could be sold or stolen and fashioned into a nuclear weapon exist in dozens of nations.
Mr. Obama says if terrorists were to gain control of any of those materials, they would certainly use them. Leaders of 47 countries at the conference want to secure all nuclear bomb-making material in the world within 4 years. U.S. military investigators are looking for clues to what caused a Navy plane to crash in North Georgia. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Edgar Tragetz reports not everyone in the plane is accounted for.
The bodies of 3 crew members were recovered yesterday, and officials are searching for a 4th. No one on the ground was hurt. The plane went down in a densely wooded area of extreme North Georgia on the edge of the North Carolina and Tennessee borders. The plane nearly missed hitting a home and sparked a fire that burned more than a dozen acres in the area. Military officials say the plane, a T-39N Sabreliner, was part of a training squadron based in Pensacola, Florida. The area of North Georgia is routinely used for cross-country training missions. This is the second crash of a military plane in recent years in North Georgia. A little more than 4 years ago, a similar Navy aircraft crashed and killed all 4 people on board. For NPR News, I'm Edgar Tragetz in Atlanta.
Thailand's embattled prime minister is under increasing pressure to resign. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports that could be the only way to end the current political standoff between his government and protesters who want to bring it down.
Thousands of protesters remain camped out in 2 areas of the city, but tension eased a bit today, the capital festive even, for the start of the 3-day holiday to celebrate the Thai New Year. In a surprise ruling yesterday, the Election Commission recommended Prime Minister Abhisit Vejjachirwa's party be dissolved for illegal campaign contributions, which could pave the way for the dissolution of parliament and new elections that protesters have been demanding. The ruling must be approved by the Constitutional Court, a process which could take weeks. Prime Minister Abhisit is under pressure on several fronts, Thailand's powerful army chief suggesting yesterday that a political solution is the only way out of the current crisis. A redshirt leader has vowed to keep up the pressure on Abhisit tomorrow by marching on the military base where he's been staying since the confrontation began. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
Global stock prices have eased off 18.5-month highs today, with investors questioning the pace of global economic recovery. But in early trading, Wall Street stocks are up, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 6 points at last check. This is NPR News. Diets high in carbohydrates are known to raise the risk of heart disease. Now, Italian researchers find certain carbs are particularly dangerous for women. NPR's Patty Naiman reports on a study in the Archives of Internal Medicine.
A high-carb diet is dangerous for your heart because it increases levels of sugar and fat in the blood and lowers good cholesterol, which helps fight off bad cholesterol. But not all carbs are equal. In the study from Italy, the more dangerous carbs are the ones that are rapidly absorbed by the body and turned into sugar. Carbs with a so-called high glycemic index, like bread, sugar, and honey. Foods with a low glycemic index include nuts and vegetables, certain fruits, yogurt, ice cream, and milk. Researchers studied over 47,000 men and women. Women who ate lots of high glycemic carbs more than doubled their risk of heart disease compared to women who ate the lowest amount. Men appeared unaffected, researchers suspect, because men metabolized sugar differently than women. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
A Massachusetts court is refusing to let health insurers raise their premiums for individuals and small businesses. The companies want to boost those rates by up to 32%, but the judge tells them to exhaust appeals with state regulators first, backing a previous court ruling. Healthcare experts across the country are watching this case because the Massachusetts health care plan is in many ways the model for national health care overhaul legislation enacted last month. The Massachusetts plan lets many people buy health insurance who did not have access to it before. At issue now is whether rate increases would put that coverage out of reach of many people. This is NPR News.